ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important question. And that question is related to the days we are currently in. As you know, we have just begun the month of Zilhajj. The month of Zilhajj is, as you know, the month in which the pilgrims to Mecca travel to Mecca, perform the pilgrimage, and, you know, this is one of the most important practical aspects of Islam. In connection with this topic, the question we want to pose today is, what are the virtues of the pilgrimage to Mecca? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the beautiful hadiths which have been narrated from the Imams, alayhi wasalam, as well as the Quranic verses which have been revealed regarding this topic. In one beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following, "And is the duty of mankind towards God to make pilgrimage to His house for those who can afford the journey to it." And he also says, "And proclaim the Hajj to the people. They shall come to you on foot and lean camels from distant places." And in another verse we read, "And complete the Hajj and the Umrah for God's sake." Right? These are some verses which allude to the legislation of the Hajj as well as its virtue. In one beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported as having said, he said this in his will at the time of his demise, "I exhort you by God to take care of the house of your Lord. Do not leave it empty for as long as you live. For if it is deserted, you will be given no respite." And Imam Ali alayhi salam also has been reported as having said, "The pilgrimage is the jihad of every weak person." A weak person, he is excused from, you know, going to war. But he is not excused from performing the jihad. He should perform the jihad. And this can be considered, he will get the same reward as he would if he went for the military excursion. Imam Ali alayhi salam once said, "Spending one dirham in charity during the pilgrimage equals 1,000 dirhams when you give it not in pilgrimage." Right? It has the same reward. So this indicates that, you know, when we're in the state of pilgrimage, if we do some good deed, we get double the reward. We get more reward than we do on other normal days. Finally, Imam Ali once said, "Those who go to Mecca for obligatory and voluntary pilgrimage," meaning the Hajj and the Umrah, as you know, Hajj is the obligatory pilgrimage. If one goes to Mecca not to perform the obligatory pilgrimage, this is called Umrah in Islamic terminology. Imam Ali said, "Those who go to Mecca for these two pilgrimages, these people are the guests of God, and His gift to them," like as every host must give a gift to his, to his guest, "the gift that God gives His guests is forgiveness and maghfirat." Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the legislation and virtue of the Hajj pilgrimage in light of the Quranic verses and hadith of the infallibles, alayhi wasalam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.